right, it's official. You have stumbled upon the one, the only Midwest version of the Vintage Sidemen. That apparently there are others, but they're all copycats. This is the original. So let's go and do the spiel. We'll do quick housekeeping, and we got a few people over there that have short time or time constraints. So, and we also will do our eights. The Vintage Sidemen that meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net. That's the AM net at 3885. Now, we operate at 3842 plus or minus QRM. And the net here starts at 8:45 Central Time. Now, this net is a meeting place for those hams that like old sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, just like their operators. Yes, sir. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Now, our audio may be distorted, our signals may drift, hum and noise may cause havoc with our receivers. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using these radios. Hear that, Bob? This is all normal and welcome here. We are definitely not ashamed. The Vintage Sidemen that welcomes your tube type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other newer solid-state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier, comma, or have a rotary band switch, thus having achieved vintage status, and then they're okay to check in. However, comma, if you try to sneak in with a modern radio, you will suffer the wrath of the nut members, and it can and it will get ugly. So, let's take a minute to tune up those transmitters or transceivers. Get on frequency the best you can. Burn the dust off those precious sweep tubes. Tune them up and we'll be back to get additional check-ins and do housekeeping. Remember, it is Hallicrafters Month. Tell us each time you're called up who you are, regardless where you're at and what kind of junk you're running. Tune them up, boys and girls. This is N9RK.
Roger. One.
Are you done?
Okay,
yeah. All right, this is N9RK. We're going to do a quick batch of housekeeping. Just want to let you know we do have a vintage SSB website, and we've got something new and special for you to take a look at. Yes, it's going to tell you to revolt about the solid state. So take a look, and we'd like your opinion on that. I personally think it's very cool, and it's courtesy of one of our net members. So the website also offers spots for sales or wants, lots of pictures of vintage gear, some occasionally with their vintage gear are their vintage operators. So it's there, www.vintagessb.net. All right. Well, let's see. Is there anyone who would like to be on the list right now? Come now, please. This is N9RK. Let's go ahead and take it by the numbers over here. We have, let's do WDHBIL, and we may need a little help with this. This is Bud. Hey, Bud, are you for us? WDHBIL, come now.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Good to hear you. This is WDHBIL, Bud in Stowe, Ohio. And good morning to the net. I'm hearing Gary good. Rick, I'm hearing you quite well this morning, considering. I'm running a Drake Twin T4X, the R4A, and driving a Henry 2K Classic. Dipole up at about 60 feet. It's raining here, overcast, so I'm going to play radio and work in the shop here today. NIRK, take care. Hello to the net, WDHBIL, so.
Well, thank you, Bud, and a lot of the guys from the local area are heading your way here pretty quick over there to see you all in Ohio for Dayton. So thank you, Bud, for checking in on their helicopters. N8PYA, I can smell the green. Come on, Larry, let us know where you're at and what kind of green machine are you running.
This is Larry, Bowling Green, Ohio. Thanks for joining that, Rick. Larry of Bowling Green, Ohio. Yeah, green machine. The SV-102 transceiver with the unamplified D-104. And it's power supply. FWR watt meter and the HCAT frequency counter. So it's all HCAT equipment and it's dependable. Just turn it on, let it warm up every week and go. Talk on. I'll get the 101E on here another week and maybe the hot water 100 and rotate around. I gotta make sure. I don't know if the transmit and receive is actually lined up on the hot water 100, but we'll get it figured out. Anyhow, I got projects to do, and that's what I'll be doing today. I've been doing projects. Hopefully, it don't rain, and well, most of it I can do inside, and actually, all of it, so that'll be me. Anyhow, that's what's going on here, and back to you at 8PYA, and thanks for getting me in there.
Well, thank you, Larry, and we love your green machines. We know that you bleed green, and you'll probably be picking some more stuff up in Dayton here soon. Now we're going to go to our new newly implemented short time list, and the first one on the list is N9WQ, who gets the question whether he likes it or not. Come on, Super Dave.
Yeah, well, good morning there, Rick, you sound great here today. I switched rigs, by the way. I didn't realize it was helicopter month, so I went from the Yagi to the helicopter. I'm on an HT32 with a Heil Classic microphone, a HT30 or an SX-101 Mark III receiver, and we're barefoot. And go ahead, what's your question?
Well, here's the question for today on the SX-117 triple conversion amateur band receiver, which was $399.95 from the 1967 Lafayette catalog. The matching speaker for the SX-117, within $20, how much was the speaker, Dave?
I'm going to go with $78.65. That's a 7865. Over.
You're really, really wrong. Believe it or not, it was $19.95. How about that, Dave?
Oh, that just means that we've all been overpaying for our speakers, right?
All right. Well, you have fun down in Union Grove, and don't get too squirrely.
Roger, Roger. Thanks a lot, Rick. Everybody have a wonderful day. I'm sending you the full downtown North Fond du Lac. May the force be with you. Over. I'll be listening at the mobile NIWQ house.
All right. Thank you, Dave. And yes, that was Star Wars Day a few days ago. May the force be with you. And up next on my list is K9KEU. Good morning, John. What you got for us over here? What kind of rig are you running?
Hey, good morning, Rick, N9RK. That's K9KEU. And I'm sorry, Rick, but I'm still on the column. I put the helicopters up on top of it, but it's going to take me a little bit of fiddling around to get it back up on the air. I haven't had it on in a number of years. I'll miss next week because of dates, but I think I can still catch the last set of the month and get myself in for, maybe I can actually get in for a bell. That would be pretty good. Other than that, thank you for slipping me in here early because I do have got to run down to Illinois for a little bit of early Mother's Day stuff. So that's the way that's going on. So anyway, thanks for having an event, Rick, Simone, and everybody. And I'll say 73, and I'll be out of here. N9RK, K9KQ.
Yeah, you're right, John. You know, I completely didn't have my bell handy, and you don't get a bell. You're part of the Nobel Prize bunch this Saturday. But N9WQ, if you're still there. Yes, sir, that is for your Collins gear. No. That is for your HT32 and your SX-101 Mark III. So, Dave, I apologize. You deserve the bell. All right, moving on past the short timers to a violator, a known but official violator who was testing on frequency early this morning. Let's see if he is still there. AF9L, my Uncle Carl, are you there? Well, no AF9L. We put a line next to his name, but it was that WB9DQD?
It is.
The notorious one?
Yes, notorious.
You're way down on the list, kid. All right, N1KW. You're next on the Vintage Sideband. Now, again, tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of wonderful old housewarming, shack-warming sideband junk you're on. And come now.
Yeah, very good. Good morning, Ricardo, and all the guys on the frequency. This is Bob in Homer Glen, Illinois, and I got plenty of tubes warming the place up here. I'm like Larry there. I've got the green machines, SB301, 401, 200. And I'm, of course, modulating the 401 with a 1/2 cent electret mic cartridge that's stuffed into an old hand mic, like I do with all these mics. And it's a, we dried out here, and we got a little rain, but it was foggy this morning, but the fog has cleared, but it is overcast, no sun. So, and yeah, the list is kind of small. Good morning to Bud. I heard Bud, I could copy him fine. And I know Gary and Fred, too, are on there also. And, of course, heard John there, too. Anyway, back to you, Rick. Everybody sounds good here. N9RK from N1KW.
Hey, Bob, you know, you become Bob number one this week. Bob number one, think about it.
What an honor.
Well, I'll tell you what, in honor of being Bob number one, you get a bell. Bob number one this Saturday. All right, we put that down on the record book. N1KW, Bob number one. And here's Pete number one, WP2QLL, Whiskey Bravo 2, Quebec, Lima, Lima. Hello, Peter. Tell us all we need to know. Come now.
Okay, good morning. This is WP2QLL, and I am in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, where it is 55 degrees outside. So, good. I did get to Cedarburg Saturday and had a good time. It was a nice group. It seemed smaller than usual for some reason, even though the weather was okay. But whatever. Who knows? Uncharacteristically, I bought absolutely nothing. Lots of the usual stuff, but nothing that I wanted to have or even thought seriously about having, so very strange. Equipment today is unfortunately not helicrafters. I don't own any sideband helicrafter stuff. But I do have a Drake R4B and T4XB, which I'm using right now. Antenna tuner is a Dentron DTR3KA. The Henry 2K Classic X Linear and open wire fed horizontal loop antenna in the air, about 35 feet. So that's the roundup, and otherwise things are quiet and relatively copacetic. I did look at the webpage, and it is As you might expect, truly revolting. Thank you very much for that. N9RK, WB2QLL.
No, it's not revolting. We're revolting it against the solid state. Come on, Pete. You know, all right, we'll leave it at that. Good morning. KC9YI. KC9YI. You're next on the vintage sideband net, and my call is N9RK. At least it has been. Come now.
Okay, real good, Rick. N9RK, this is KC9YI, Scott in Monroe, Wisconsin. The home, of course, is the only temperature cheese plant in the United States. So, anyway, I think the cheese is in the basket and doing whatever they do to us there. So, anyway,
the Limburger cheese. No, we don't have quite the wind today coming from Monroe. N9TH, part of the board of directors, whether you like it or not. But he is also the years of the vintage sideband net, and we missed him last week. Please come now. N9GH, this is N9RK.
N9RK and the vintage sideband net. This is N9GH, Gary in Wathoma, Wisconsin. And running the Helicrafters SR-2000 tonight, or today, as it is Helicrafters month. And the antenna is the antenna on the head up here, inverted, apex at about 85 feet, fed with open wire ladder line, if you'd like to use. And yeah, the sandwich antenna looks pretty darn good. I enjoyed it. It was a nice day, and did walk away with a bird dummy load for a fairly good price. I mean, for what you see them going for, I think it's a great price. And did I need it? No, but it was there, and it also had the watt meter extension with it, and a nice big 4-inch dial watt meter. That was great. Big thing, but unfortunately it's a VHF, the VHF sensor's on there, but that's okay, that's alright, it still reads watts, it still gives me relative output on HF, and it still works on HF, of course. So that's about what I put up, with small odds and ends as well. I thought the Hamfest was pretty darn good. Pick up a amplifier also from, at that time, well, I had bought it earlier, but I got it delivered to the Hamfest, and he was nice enough to do that for me, hold on to it while we met at the Hamfest. And there was a Collins 30L1, so got the complete Collins station now, which is sort of on my wish list there for a while, and now it's all in one piece. So that's about it, and yeah, I heard Bud out there, not the strongest, I could tell the band was going down by the thunderstorm noise was getting less and less here. The band's shortening up this morning. The tracks were coming in quite heavily. Anyway, get on with it here, Rick. N9TH on the SR-2000 here in the Hurricane. N9TH.
Well, once again, he gets the bell for the Helicrafters SR-2000, and he's rocking it like a hurricane, or he is a hurricane.
or something like that. N9DG, November 9, Delta Golf. Hey, is that you, Dwayne? Come now, you're part of the Vintage Sideman then on that solid state stuff. Unfortunately, you don't get that nice warm glow that you get from those warm vacuum tubes there, Gary. Gary, Dwayne. Oh, wow. Gary's not going to like it, neither is Dwayne. Well, thank you, Dwayne, for his very legal 10 tech course there. Let's move to the Bob number two today, Bob Squared, one of the instigators of the Vintage Sideband Net, W9RAN, the Wizard of Northwest Illinois. Please come now.
Well, all right. With that in mind, W9RAN is here. And I am in Northwest Illinois where it's kind of drippy, at least overcast. I don't know if it rained or not, but it looks like it. And I am Bob number two.
And yes, you've been waiting for the bell, and here it comes. Hey, and you know, besides the Zuka, I don't think your hiatus been a sense very much. That sounds like it means you've been you've been waiting for something. You're on hiatus, and I thought it had something to do with a hernia, but no, guess not. Thank you, Bob. And did you go to the website?
Yes, I did, and I am officially endorsing that.
Yes, sir. Be sure to go to the Vintage SSB website and revolt. Just remember to revolt against solid state. K9OA. I don't know if he's revolting against solid state or not, but I know he gets at least one bell. Come on, Clark. Come now.
All right, thank you, Ricky. N9RK in the Vintage Sideband Nuts. This is K9OA Clark in cloudy Madison, where it's 60 degrees, but no rain in a while. Anyway, good to hear everybody. Signals are up and down, but pretty well copying everybody. And I just looked at the revolt against solid state. Very, very cool. I don't know where you got that graphic from. Anyway, as I mentioned on the pre-net, I am not running Halocrafters today, but I am running something I have not had on this net in a long while, and that is an original set of Kenwood Twins, the R599, T599, and this is the first time I've had the T599 online. I got a second parts unit one and sort of made one good one out of two not so good ones. So it seems to be working pretty well. I love this receiver, really a nice receiver. And the mic is an Electro Voice 664. Well, no, what am I saying? It's a Shure 444. There we go. And I'm running that into an amplifier, which is an AEA LA-30 is kind of a mouthful, which is a single 3500D, and the antenna is your favorite, double bazooka at 45 feet. And it was good seeing a few, well, I saw Dave, EGZ, at the little Warkey Madison swap last Sunday. And I walked away from GPR90 with matching speaker and a BMW 5100. I had a few pangs of regret for not getting the GPR90, but I'll get over it. I'm out of room here, but that's actually the first time I've seen one of those things in person, so it was a little tempting for sure. All right, thanks, Rick, and everyone have a great weekend, and stay away from downtown Madison because it's commencement weekend, and gridlock traffic and construction galore. Thanks a bunch, Rick. N9RK, K908.
Well, thank you, Clark, and yes, I know about those Kenwood. In fact, I think you helped me carry my Kenwood twins to the car a year or two ago from the outdoor Jefferson, so I've been pleased, and unfortunately, they've been sitting here just idling away and collecting dust. So, thank you, Clark, but you do get the bell for the double babushka. Speaking of double babushka, no, WB9EGZ. Hello, Dave, what do you got for us? Come now, this is N9RK.
Oh, good morning, Rick. N9RK in the vintage sideband net. This is Dave, WB9EGZ in McFarland, Wisconsin. And I'd first like to congratulate Clark on his Kenwood twins there. They sound really good. And I was also shocked that he walked away from that GPR90 and the BMW 5100. I was, the 5100 was very tempting, but again, it would take at least one man in the morning, to get it loaded up, so stayed away from that. Today running six, warming up the shack here, thought I'd let it warm up a bit. We got the 402, standard amplifier, and a whole bunch of accessories, and sounding pretty good. Just on a single babushka 80 meter loop antenna today. So back to you, Rick, K9,
R-K-W-A-9-E-Z. Yeah, no K9 over here, N9, not a K9. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Dave, and thank you, Dave, for filling in for me when I need you. I appreciate that. We're still looking for an extra person to be a fill-in on the vintage sideband, not control office. So, K9 FWT, K9 Frank Whiskey Tom, you're next, whether you like it or not, on the vintage sideband net, and my call is N9RK.
Okay, Rick, N9RK and the vintage sideband net, K9 FWT. This is Ken in Cary, Illinois. That's northeastern Illinois. And good morning to everybody on the net. It's good to hear you out there. The eight stations are pretty light copy, but I could hear them in there. But the band is not cooperating as well this morning, but that's okay. Great to hear all the good old rigs. As usual, we're running the FT-101E with the unamplified D-104 microphone into the AL-811 and into a 160-meter dipole fed with ladder line. You're doing a great job, Rick. Always an entertaining way to spend Saturday morning. N9RK, K9 FWT.
Well, thank you, Ken, and always the FT-101E with the AL-811, nice and loud. I think it's got something to do with that ladder line and that full-wave loop, so thank you, Ken, for checking in. W9CBN, Steve-O, the one, the only, Mr. Milwaukee, please come now. My call is N9RK. Come on, Steve-O.
Hey, come on, Rick. All right, good to hear you. N9, really kooky in the vintage single side band nuts, and you guys are pretty doggone nutty, I'll tell you that. Everyone's coming in good in Milwaukee this morning, hearing everybody just fine. Not a whole lot of check-ins, but enough to make me wait a spell or two. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, man, I got stuff to do. I forgot that Rick has this big popular net and everyone comes out. So, yeah, we're lucky the eight landers aren't out. I'd still be in the waiting room. W9CBN up here in Studio B, as in Baker Bravo, or as in Benton Harbor, if you like the green stuff. Don't have any helicrafters. And by the way, I go by Steve-O, for those who don't know. Sierra Tango Echo Victory Oscar, only because there's so many Steves out there, and they're a lot stronger than me, so you'll always remember the little guy. Anyway, we're up in Studio B today, and we are on another vintage sideband rig, kind of like FWT. We're running the FT101 series. This one is the Echo Echo. I have about seven pieces hooked up to this one this morning, featuring the FL2100 Bravo. All the other, stuff is just their display, VFO, meters, speakers, and all that stuff. But I ran out of room. So there's a couple other pieces that aren't hooked up yet because they just take up too much real estate. And good real estate is hard to find. And Clark, you should have picked up that G. Well, I know why Clark didn't pick up that station, because he didn't want to duplicate me. I run that identical station on 40 meters once a week. Yeah, GPR 90, along with the Barker & Williamson Model 5100 of the first generation, 1954, to be exact. I call it my blue station because of the blue in color. That's why I have those synchronized in that way. All right, anyway, Rick, not a whole lot more to add. Didn't really buy anything at Cedarburg, not really looking for nothing, but I will have a bunch of stuff to sell at South Milwaukee, as I usually do. So, we'll be fitting the herd for that. I think I came home with just a couple of Boy Scout cookies, and that was about it last week. All right, this is the season, man, so, things are getting kind of light because folks are enjoying all the swaps. N9RK in the Vintage Single Sideband Nuts from Milwaukee, W9CBN, the other half of the dynamic duo.
Well, thank you, Steve-O. You're really loud this morning, really sounding good. And thank you for the 101 double E, and we'll hope to see you next week. KC9FYL, John, who may have a list of what was left on the K9QET estate. So, hey, John, what's your running this morning? Are you going to get the bell? This is N9RK.
Yeah, okay. I got to get my voice back here. N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Nuts, KC9FYL, John here in Cold Spring. And today I'm running the Little Pit Squeak SR160 because it was, it was all tuned up on this frequency. So I decided to use it today. And I'll miss next week because I'll be down south where all the good radios are in Xenia. And you want a list? What's left at K9QET's place? I have no idea what's left now. As of about 10 o'clock last Tuesday morning, the Death Kilowatt was still there. The SR500 console was still there. The BC610 in pieces is still there. The MC183D that he had paired up with the 32V3 was still there. Miscellaneous odds and ends, the small semi-collectible receivers like S38s and MC99s. What else did I see? There's a Heathkit DX60 and HG10 VFO I saw was still there. There was a National NC300. Oh, still there. The Johnson Challenger. That doesn't sound right. Johnson's first sideband transmitter. It was in the same size, shape, box as the Valiant. That was still there. RME 16900 was still there. Helicrafters. HT6 and the vintage receiver. I can't remember the model number. One with a big silver dial. That was still there. I was kind of surprised that was still there. But anyway, there was, I'd say, half gone, half there. I was kind of surprised at how much had already left. But there was still a pretty good selection. That's about, who knows what's left today. Anyway, back to you, Rick. Thanks for running the net. MINRK from KC9FYL.
John, do you have, her name is Jen, right? Do you have the phone number handy?
No. It's upstairs. I can run up and get it and recheck.
Oh, I think I may have it here. Let me take a peek. I do not. All right, we'll catch you on a recheck here in a little bit. That was KC9FYL, John. And, oh, John gets the bell for his SR-160. And I tease him that it's the month TV of, of amateur transmitters. So, thank you, John. KQ9J, KQ9J, you're next on the Vintage Sideman, then, and my call is 10-9-RK. Come down.
All right, sir, Rick, very good. Thank you, and happy to join us. Hopefully, somebody's here. I'm having some real difficulties hearing anyone up here this morning. I am running the Heathkit SC-102 and the SC-200 amplifier, but normally about this time of day, things kind of go south on me on 80 meters, and I don't know if I'm a violator or not this morning. I'm transmitting on the Heathkit, but I have to listen on the I have to listen on the FTDX 3000 with the receive antenna. So I guess I'm half a violator here. But anyway, I'm transmitting on a good old Heathkit. 65 degrees headed for a high. It's 73 today, 69 tomorrow. And we're going to have temps, I guess, in the 70s, and then cooling off into the 60s this coming week. Last Saturday, I was at a ham fest up in Superior, Wisconsin. Came back with a couple of foods that I needed. And next week at this time, we'll be on a plane just about getting ready to land in Orlando. So we're going to spend another week down in Florida. So I won't be on next week either. Rick, thank you for doing this so I can barely hear you. You're doing a fine, masterful job of controlling this group of miscreants. And
all right, well, we'll yell a little louder into the microphone this morning, and thank you for checking in, and let's see, your SB-102 and the SB-200, green machine, thank you. You are legal. The transmitter is legal. Let's move on to KC9 Papa Frank Hotel, KC9 PFH. You're next on the Vintage Sideband. My call is N9RK. Gary, is he there?
I don't hear anybody.
KC9 Papa Frank Hotel, KC9 PFH, are you there? All right, we'll go to W1QC, Whiskey 1, Quebec Charlie. W1QC, you're next on the Vintage Sideband Net, whether you like it or not. Come now.
Okay, Rick. N9RK, this is W1QC. Wayne in Oshkosh, where it's 57 degrees, windy and overcast, a little bit of rain here, and some lake flies, so it looks like the lake fly season has started here on Lake Winnebago. We're running the usual Kenwood TS-830S with the $1 CB microphone and into a inverted V at 50 feet. So you're sounding great today, Rick, and you're doing a great job as always. And it occurred to me that you keep giving bells to everyone else, but you never get a bell yourself. So today, this bell, which is made before 1979, so it's truly vintage, is for you. Okay, Rick, W1QC.
Sounds like one of my clocks. And I have lots of wind-up clocks in this house. Just ask anybody that's been here. When you walk into the foyer in the main part of the house, there's about a dozen clocks, all with their pendulums swinging on one wall. Yes, sir. Thank you, Wayne, for the bell. And thank you for doing recordings of the net. K9BDR, Kilo 9, Bravo, Delta Radio, please come now. You're on the vintage sideband net, and I am N9RK.
N9RK in the group, Kilo 9, Bravo, Delta Romeo. All right, Rick, thanks a lot. Been enjoying everybody this morning. We're located here in Alma Handler, here, by the way, with Gary. The Jeremy America Radio yesterday. I guess I would be Gary number two this morning. We're located here in McNabb, Illinois, about 100 miles southwest of Chicago, out in the country, outside of the town of McNabb, which has about a population of 253. Well, we don't even live in town, but anyway, we're close enough to the big city. Sideband transceiver, hot water 12-8, and giving a 400-foot long wire antenna, being matched with a Falstar AT2K gas match room, and using a Shure green head microphone. What else can I tell you? That's about it, I guess. We have apparently it's raining now, but it's overcast. 63 degrees as I left the house, I believe. I got the shack in the back yard here. And enjoying everybody reading the mail this morning. And everyone mentioned, or some mentioned the ham fest there in Sandwich last week. It was I thought a very, very nice answer. I'll take a few little tickets, but nothing of any consequence. Boy, well, about to you, Rick. Well, I hope everyone's here in the air. You're listening to the rest of the band here. N9RK in the group. Kilo 9 Bravo, Delta Romeo, good.
All right, well, thank you for the green machines. We love it. No bell for you, unfortunately, since it's Telecasters Month, but we do love the green machines. All right, last on my list, and the latecomer, which is very surprising, WB9 Dairy Queen Delight, DQD. It is your claim to fame. Come now.
Holy cow, that's a whole mouthful there, you said. WB9DQD, Genus, where are we? In Mount Morris. And I just got all the equipment hooked up here. Well, that's when I checked in. I've been hooking more stuff up. I'm on my chair, and I am utilizing the Swan Cygnus 270 through the MFJ 960. Who is it? 962 tuner I got from Bruce in IKGR at the state. And when we were down there, I visited with his sister and brother-in-law. And scrub that scrub, and they're going to drain the stumps out, and they're piling all the wood up in an area that gives us a little privacy from the road. And it's a big job, to say the least, but they're doing it. And we've had some rain off and on here, and sprinkles and that. That's about all that's coming through right now. Let's see, other than that, you got a good signal up here, Rick, and there's some of the stations I couldn't hear at all, but I did, I've got the W8 BMZ Kiwi FDR, online FDR. I listened there and I could just barely copy them on that, so anyway, that's the way things are going right now. So back to you, Rick. Keep up the good work. N9RK, WB9DQD.
Well, thank you, Gene, on the Swan Cygnus, so thank you very much. Well, okay, Gene was the last one on the list for the Vintage Sideman net for today, the 13th of May, Halicrafters Month. Is there anyone else who would like to check in before we pull the plug? This is N9RK.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Victor Golf Oscar.
I got WB9BGO. Who else was there? We got KC9FYL on a recheck, so let me just take KC9FYL on that recheck for the phone number for the K9QET estate. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Thanks, Rick. Jim's phone number is 262-510-1342. 262-510-1342. Anybody need a fill?
All right, just a quick repeat. That is Jen. This is part of the K9QET estate in there, Wales, Wisconsin, and west of Milwaukee. To contact to see what is still there yet and to make an appointment or anything of that nature. 262-510-1342. Thank you, John. And let's move on to WB9VGO, way down on the list today. Come down.
Okay, Rick, thank you very much. WB9VGO, Bob is down in Grove, Illinois, and I've been listening for most of the net, but I got here a little late to check in when you were asking for seconds. But anyway, good morning. Overcast is 60 degrees here. Right here, my drink TR4C. I've had this thing running for 4 hours. I checked into multiple nets with it this morning, and it's working, so that's a good thing. Also got the RV4C remote via phone, concrete microphone, and no holograms, unfortunately, but it's good to hear them on the air. You know, I'm running it all barefoot into an inverted V up about 45 feet.
Thank you, Bob. You came in Bob Cube today, so you're Bob number 3. No bell for you today, Bob. All right. We're going to do a quick recheck here and see if KC9PFH has made it. KC9PFH, are you still there somewhere? Any relays? Anybody want to check in before I pull the plug? This is N9RK.
N9KTU.
Well, N9KTU, you are the tail gunner on that B-17 today. You are the last guy on the vintage sideband net. So tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Better not be a violator. Come now.
Oh, you know better than that, Rick.
Hey, I'm tail gunner Charlie today. How cool is that? Name here is Fred. I'm located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in a small little town called McFarland. And, boy, we have a beautiful day here today, so I want to get out and clean some more culverts. I've been doing that all week, Rick, cleaning culverts. What a great job that is. And just staying busy. The radio here is a TS-830, and that is running to an amp supply, an LK-500. And I have a homemade trans-link coupler tuner. And then that goes into a open wire out to inverted V, about 45, 50 foot in there. And otherwise, we've got a beautiful day here. Signals seem to be down. I was a latecomer to the show today. I got a phone call. It held me up a little bit, but I made it toward the end here. And that's all I have for you there, Rick.
All right, well, thank you, Fred, for checking in on with your TS-830 and your amp. We highly appreciate it from up north. Anyone else, last call for the vintage sideband, that come now. All right, this is Rick, N9RK, on Helicrafters Month with the vintage sideband, sideband net. Boy, can't talk anymore. For the 13th of May. Thank you for all for checking in. 73 to all, and for all a good day. Bye, guys.